Welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by Ava. Hey, Ava! She sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Monroe from Chapel Hill, Toby from Vermont, Elsie and Kyle from Massachusetts, and Yella from Weaverville, North Carolina, Wells from Greenville, South Carolina, Leo and George from California, Vincent from Fiji, and Henry and Elliot from California. I'm so glad that you're all on the Spy Kid team and a part of the Kid Short Stories family. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you. And before we hop into our story, I wanted to share something with you guys. So, do you ever feel like you're not sure what to do around your house? Or you feel like, I don't know what to do? Yeah? Me too. Well, it's a lot more fun to make a story out of your toys or to draw a story. And so what does that mean? It means, all right, let's find some trucks and some Legos and some cars and let's build a city with dinosaurs taking over, and then you need to rescue them with some race cars. Yeah, so making a story with your toys is a great way to have a lot of fun, and you can change up the story all the time, so it's never ending and always more fun. All right, well, I love playing through story, and I think you should too. Well, are you ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! Hey mom, could you pass me the lavender oil? Ava was working on a science project at home. She was making her own homemade hand sanitizer. How cool is that? Oh, wow. Do you like making things? Me too. I love creating all kinds of different, new inventions or science projects or all kinds of things. And that is exactly what Ava was doing. She was making her own hand sanitizer. And there's three things that you need to do that. Number one is called isopropyl, or you could call it rubbing alcohol. Yeah, isopropyl is really important in killing all the nasty germs. That's what hand sanitizer is really good at, right? Yeah, cleaning our hands or maybe something else. Yep, so that's number one. Say isopropyl. Great. Number two, we need some aloe vera gel. Yeah. The first ingredient, isopropyl, is kind of like water. It's clear. You definitely don't want to drink it. It's very dangerous. It will hurt your tummy very bad. Never, ever, ever. But it's clear. But if you pour that on your hands, it just runs through your hands. And so the gel, the aloe vera gel, it helps that isopropyl or rubbing alcohol stick kind of like jello onto your hands so that you can wash your hands really good. So that's number two, say aloe vera gel. Super. And number three is it needs to smell good, right? Yeah, hand sanitizer is best when it smells good, like maybe lavender or lemon. And there's all kinds of different delicious smelling oils called essential oils that you can mix into your hand sanitizer. Well, Ava was just finishing up this awesome science project and she just needed the smell part, and she dropped in three drops of this delicious smelling lavender oil, and oh, that smells so good, Ava said. She had made an entire container of this homemade hand sanitizer, and she'd used all the ingredients, so there was no more isopropyl, no more aloe vera gel, and well, I guess there was more lavender oil, but she didn't need that anymore. But she had plenty of hand sanitizer to share with her whole family. This was perfect. She was really proud of this science project. When all of a sudden, she heard a sound. Bzz, 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 bzz. Do you know what that sound is? Yes, that's the sound of a Spy Kid beeper. Hurry, Go, go, go! Ava ran upstairs to her room, which is where she was hiding her spike and beeper. You can never leave it around. It might fall into the wrong hands. Well, she ran up and grabbed her spike and beeper and pushed the button so that it would tell a message.
Ava, HQ needs your help. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath is up to no good, and he has covered the city in slime. And we're not sure how to get rid of this slime. We're still learning more about this terrible thing. But with this slime everywhere, nobody is able to drive around the city or even walk without slipping and falling into this slime. We need your help to figure out what on earth is going on and how we can get rid of this slime. Over and out.
Dr. Stinky Breath covered the whole city in slime? Ava said. Oh boy, I gotta solve this. I know I can do this. Let's go! Ava started to grab all of her spy gear. You know, we need a net shooter, we might need glue shooters, we should definitely bring our hand sanitizer now just to keep our hands clean. And we should also bring our jetpack. She had everything ready to go, tied her shoes, and off she flew. Her jetpack blasted her off. She had to fly over the city so that she wouldn't get stuck walking through the slime. And wow, there was a lot of slime. She could not believe her eyes. The slime had completely covered all the streets, all the buildings, the doors and windows. It's like Dr. Stinky Breath dumped this from like his blimp that was flying over, and it just completely covered the city like a big slime blanket. Uh-oh. All right. Ava started to think, what on earth are we going to do with all this slime? There's way too much to try and like scoop it up and clean it up. We need to find a way to melt the slime, maybe. Ooh, that's a good idea, Ava. Let's do some research. Ava started to learn more about slime. All right, it says it's very sticky, yeah? And, oh, it does say it melts from isopropyl. Huh, where have we heard isopropyl before? It melts isopropyl. Melts the slime, it breaks it down into almost like water, and then it will just go away. Wait, isopropyl! It's in the hand sanitizer! Perfect! Ava reached back and opened up her backpack that was full of her spy gear, and inside was a big jug of this hand sanitizer. Remember? Yeah, she had just made that, and it had isopropyl inside of it. Do you think it might work and melt the slime? Yeah, let's try. She started to carefully spray it all over the slime. And instantly, the slime started to melt and just slide away. It's working! She called into HQ. HQ, come in. This is Ava. Over.
Ava, it's great to hear from you. How's it going? Have you figured out anything yet?
Yeah, I did. Well, I learned that slime melts from isopropyl, and I had a whole bunch in my hand sanitizer. And so I'm starting to melt the slime, but I'm going to need more isopropyl.
Wow, great job, Ava. Yeah, we did not know that about slime yet, but we will send a team with many, many gallons of isopropyl, and that should definitely take care of all of that slime. Great job, Ava. Over and out.
The rest of the Spy Kid HQ team arrived soon after, all with a whole bunch of sprayers with isopropyl. And sure enough, as they sprayed it on the slime began to melt and melt and melt. And way up above, high up in the clouds,
Purple Ninjas, how on earth do they keep defeating our plans. You see that slime? Was supposed to keep them stuck while we did all of our bad things. But now they have gotten rid of that slime, and now they will get out. And Purple Ninjas, we need to move on to Plan B. We need to find a way to make sure all the people don't get out. We need to find better slime that cannot be melted. I don't know how they're doing it, but Purple Ninjas, I need you to do better.
Okay, Bots, we're sorry. We tried our best, but we just didn't know about the part that they could melt our slime.
Well, now we know, and we must do better.
And that is the day that Ava saved the day of a giant slime mess. Can you imagine if you walked outside and the whole ground and everything was covered in slime? Ew, that would be kind of gross. But now we know that isopropyl, which she just made in her science experiment to make hand sanitizer, that it melts Dr. Stinky Breath's slime. That was a really good thing to know. We should definitely mark it down in our Spy Kid notebooks where we put all of the things that we learned about Dr. Stinky Breath, we put them in there. All right, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day. I'll see you over on the next story. See you there. Wow, you listened all the way to the end. Well, I definitely feel like we should do some more science experiments. I love that. Well, I also have some more good shout-outs. I want to say hey to Juliana from Texas, Ivo from Australia, Pano and Penelope from Malawi, Africa, Kristen and Michaela from Hong Kong, Dean and Jack from Aruba, Ellie and Lena from Georgia, Sophia, Cora, and Isabella from Minnesota, Maggie and Callie from Kansas, Svea and Camilla from Lansing, Michigan. I'm so glad that you're all on the Spy Kid team and a part of the Kid Short Stories family. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you. Well, you have a super duper day. And guess what? There are more stories. So many more stories. So make sure that you smash that follow button and click on to the next story. And I'll see you over there. Bye.